And 3, 2, 1, we're live. Hopefully, we can get this out in time. And then
get out. There is no time at this point.
Yeah, there is no time. The concept of time doesn't exist.
Are we doing one of those welcome to the first ever episode of Subcentral?
We could.
Sup, you beautiful bastards. Hope you have a fantastic day. But let's just jump into it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what is up, guys?
Hello, Internet.
Hey, how's it going, friends? Hello, Internet.
What's up, guys? It's
Hey, brother.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Hey, it's Tuesday.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, how's it going?
Let's get started.
Man, but honestly, I've become an avid podcast listener.
That's good.
It's amazing.
I feel like I have now come to the point where I know when the podcasts come out for each channel. Like, I know, okay, oh, this is the time when Upgrade is going to come out, or this podcast is going to come out, or something like that. So I was in a point where I was never reaching a point where I didn't have any podcast to listen to. But the time has
that come. Often happens to me, though.
Like, there's sometimes where you're like, no, I don't want to listen to this podcast because they've updated.
Exactly, so man. It's shitty. And you know, the podcast I like, it's a weekly thing. And then I want to listen to it, you know, I want it to be like seen and unseen. I want to listen to it every day, man. I give every episode a chance, which is not something that I do for most other podcasts that I listen to, because I'll just like, especially with tech podcasts, sometimes it just gets on my nerves when it's all like information that I don't care about. So there's a lot of tech podcasts that episodes I skip, unless it's something that is relevant to me that they're talking about, only then will I tune in.
Yeah, for sure.
That is a discussion for another day. Like, we'll get into that, bro.
Yeah. So I think we should start from how both of us really got into YouTube together. Like, I'm sure both of us were really into YouTube before we met each other in college. Like, we had a few like channels or a few people we were watching and following and things like that. But then I think
the way that I would put it is that before I came to college, YouTube was still like a personal thing that I would do from time to time. Like, no one really knew what I was watching on YouTube, and I wasn't really talking to anyone else about it. And then when I came to college, I could like sort of come out and talk to other people, because I would see like people watching YouTube videos from creators that I had previously watched. And then, you know, it was like the first time where you could talk to other people about the videos and the creators that you liked. I mean, that experience was never there for me. It didn't happen with a lot of other people apart from you, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was still there with like Nishant and Ishan, a couple of other people.
Couple of other people.
But
coming back to that, I think we both connected a lot because of the whole tech videos scene that was going on at that point of time.
It was, it still, at that time, it still hadn't developed into like a full-time obsession.
Yeah.
It would like with the amount of joy that we would have when we would receive a new upload from one of the channels that we really loved. It would be like, you know, and like the few times that we would eventually end up watching it together, it would be like a really nice experience to watch like an episode of 90 Seconds on the Verge as soon as it came out together and then speak about it. And then they would always have that, you know, story at the headline at the end, which is basically like a made up headline.
And I feel like, I don't know about you, but for me, the whole aspect of the YouTube community and the YouTube channels and their audience and things like that, my familiarity with YouTube creators rather than videos before college was like at around, I mean, if you scale it up, it was like 5 out of 10. And I don't think I ever subscribed that like to a person just to watch his videos like as much as I do today. And I feel like that grew into me that obsession of like following a channel and things like that grew into me while I was in college and while both of us used to discuss videos. Wait, just to give a perspective for the listeners, Viraj and I grew up in college. I mean, Viraj and I went to the same college, and we like used to live walking distance from each other, and we had the same set of friends. And also, while that was happening, both of us were really into tech. And that's how we became like closer friends. And then that just kept growing. And then a big part of that was YouTube. Like both of us would watch a lot of YouTube videos together. We would discuss a lot about the videos that we just watched. Yeah, and our taste was very similar as well.
Yeah, I think how it was in the earlier days was that the majority of the YouTube bonding was limited to tech.
Yeah.
And primarily, not even all of tech, but mostly consumer tech.
Yeah.
And that was pretty... I mean, it was fun. It is still fun today to talk about consumer tech. Mm. But as we like fell deeper into the rabbit hole of YouTube, you sort of become a better YouTuber. Not, of course, a YouTuber in the sense of a creator, but a YouTuber in the sense of a consumer. So both of us, like, to the demerit of whatever our college academic life, we began to subscribe to many more people. We became much better YouTube consumers. So yeah, it was obviously better for YouTube and worse for us as individuals, because we would just watch YouTube endlessly. And then we sort of, I feel like, started expanding into other genres of content on YouTube. Like, it wasn't only limited to like consumer tech. It went
like science and
and I feel like that growth happened organically as YouTube as a community was also growing.
Yeah, for sure.
So we kind of grew with YouTube and have lived through all of the drama that's gone on. I mean, limited drama, but there has been a fair share of drama.
Yeah.
So I think you can now go into the aspect of pitching the idea of this podcast to me.
Yeah. So June 2017 was when we both left college. We graduated from college. And then we both had our separate lives. You were in Delhi. I was in Bangalore or Coimbatore. And that was when we started looking at YouTube videos without actually discussing it with each other as often as we would in college.
Or with anyone for that matter. Like,
for sure. Yeah.
I mean, nobody, there are some videos that I do share with other people.
Hmm.
But there's not really anyone else that, you know, has an extremely similar... I mean, we still have differences in terms of who we are subscribed to.
Yeah, for sure.
But there are a lot of people who we are fans of that are common for the both of us.
Yeah, for sure. Which I don't think I can say about with anybody else.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
I know of. And yeah. I mean, so that was a bummer, because I used to enjoy talking to you about, you know, the YouTube videos that we were, or recommending, or, you know, hearing back from you about a video that you have watched. And like all of those things together. The second big problem was, once you have a job, YouTube actually takes away a lot of your time and a lot of, like, it's a very big distraction. And then I could feel myself getting really, really, really addicted to YouTube, like for 4 hours or 5 hours a day. That was all I would ever consume.
And as we now know, that's how sort of the experience of YouTube is created. That's how the algorithm works. They always want you to stay in one session for longer on the website. So
yeah,
everything that it's offering you in terms of suggestions and everything is just going to pull you deeper and deeper, which is the worst way to consume YouTube, because at least when you have another person next to you, then you're slightly more self-aware about how much we've consumed. And like there's still breaks between, you know, number one video and number two video, because you look at the other person and then you get to talk about it and you react to it, and that in itself could be, you know, another 2 hours, but it's better than just endlessly watching fucking YouTube videos alone in a dark room in the middle of the night on Friday when I don't have plans.
That has literally happened for a lot of Fridays for me. I mean, especially in those starting months. But then I think by the end of the year, I had blocked myself out of a lot of YouTube. And then somehow I stumbled upon a podcast that CGP Grey was doing. And CGP Grey is one of like those YouTubers that I like subscribe to and follow and make sure I watch every of his videos. And he put out this podcast called Hello Internet. And I was just bored. So then I clicked on that and then I played it. And literally within 2 weeks, I was just hooked on to podcasts because it's a form of entertainment and a form of consumption that I had never experienced before. And I didn't know I could experience. And also, it was a much more healthy form of consuming content.
What is the right... I was listening to Shunyaman and that guy...
Passive, exactly. So, like, the great thing about podcast is that, in what Amit from Shunyaman says is it's a passive form of consuming content. YouTube and movies is an active form of consuming content, which means you need to give your full undivided attention to consuming it. You can eat popcorn or you can eat dinner or something like that while you're doing it, but you need to put like almost all of your attention to it. Music and podcast, on the other hand, or like even audiobooks on the in that sense, you can do a lot of other things while you're listening to these like forms of content. You can drive, you can cook, you can work. Like, so many working hours I've spent while I was really, really into the work that I was doing, but also actively listening to the podcast. And I feel like that was... I could find more time to listen to the podcast because it started creeping into a lot of other things that I was doing while I was doing them. So once all of this started happening, and I was just like, obviously, as like the creator inside me was like, how could I do this? You know, because I was very interested in what does it take to make a podcast. And the one person I kept thinking was, if I had to speak to someone about anything, it would be you, because the best kind of conversations I've had is with you when we were in college, like really fruitful conversations or really intellectual conversations.
Most of the time those conversations would end up stemming from a very good YouTube video that we would have watched. And that sort of became like a pattern, like how, I don't know, in the early 1900s, people would read, like two friends would read a book and then they would have a lot to, I mean, this is what I would equate it to.
Yeah.
It's like reading many short books or articles rather, and then just reacting to them. So it sort of becomes the medium of thought.
Yeah.
Like this is the thing we consume, and then we use it to like, whatever, have a discussion, have an argument or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, for sure, YouTube was the best way to spark a conversation between the both of us. Because we would watch something and it immediately set the topic up for what both of us would talk about, because we were really into the whatever said topic it was. I don't know how I came up with the idea that we should do something about YouTube. But then I remember as soon as it started, you know, solidifying in my mind, the whole idea, I immediately started liking that idea because, first of all, it gave me an excuse to watch YouTube videos, but it also gave me an excuse to talk about it with you and just talk about it in general, like and have a good conversation about it. And so I think
in March, you approached me with the idea. And I just want to give my perspective on this. I never, this sort of change never happened for me, for the better or the worse. I don't know, probably for the worse. I've still been addicted to YouTube. I mean, I go through phases. Sometimes I'm able to control it a little bit, and sometimes I just go on to, you know, random binges on a Saturday night when I don't have plans. But And I never got introduced to podcasts the way that Kota did. And because of that, I was sort of more like disjointed to the podcast community and more joined to the YouTube community. So Kota approached me, and his idea for making this podcast was that we would document, it would be basically a way for us to document the insightful, in air quotation marks, insightful conversations that we would have because of the videos that we would watch together. So it would basically be the perfect way for us to curate for ourselves and for you guys the kind of YouTube that we're watching. So it's not all, you know, very similar content. We're sort of curating it for you guys and for us so that we end up watching less YouTube and we also end up watching better YouTube. And it's sort of like a more diverse selection of topics and just interesting stuff that's going on in the YouTube community. I feel like that's like a fair summarization of your idea.
Yeah, for sure. I totally forgot how I approached you regarding this. I remember telling you that, we had watched a few podcasts like H3 Podcast, MKBHD podcast, or like someone like interviews him.
Yeah.
And a few, which is by the way on YouTube. So that's how we used to watch it. I remember watching a few Joe Rogan ones, like, and all of that. But then after I approached you and you were, I think you were sold pretty fast about the whole idea.
Yeah.
And then that's how the roller coaster of this fucking project started off. Because once that happened, we took a break because we were like, we'll figure this out. We need to finish this project. We need to finish this work. Then that happened. Then you went to Europe, and so I had to wait for that. Then I went to Europe, and then you had to wait for that. And so then fast forward an entire year, because, I mean, it's going to be March in a few days. And literally, we have spent a year just talking about it, but also refining it as time went by. Because we've recorded quite a few podcasts before this, which aren't ever going to get aired or aren't going to get published.
Never, your ears will never be able to experience.
It was so bad. The greatness. It was so bad. I mean, we're really bad right now, but man, we were way worse at that point of time. Because the idea was there, but it hadn't formed fully. We didn't know exactly what the process should be like. We didn't know how to record things. We both had two really shitty microphones.
I think for both of us, one of the biggest hurdles was just the idea of the fact that we are being heard right now as we speak. Yeah. All of you, hopefully, if there's 2, 3, 10, 100, I don't know, I'm an optimist. How many ever of you that are there outside, that just knowing in your head that, you know, someone else apart from the other person in the conversation is listening. So to just bring in ease, I don't know. I don't sound like this in real life. So eventually, if I do end up meeting one of you guys, we'll probably have a off the record conversation. But I feel like getting that was quite difficult. And we're still sort of kind of improving.
No, that's one thing. I feel like you can never achieve that, because and that was a big problem for both of us, which we kept trying to solve and we realized was not solvable, which was we wanted to sound as natural as possible, but that's just not possible because there's a mic in front of me and I know that someone's going to listen to this. Just knowing that it's like this virtual stage, and I feel like I have a sense of stage fright in a way. That makes any sense, because
I feel like everyone does.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like everyone also understands how painful it is to just like press the record button on a video camera and then just like talk to the video camera. Bro, that's really awkward.
Yeah.
And imagine that awkwardness instead of a camera, it's a microphone.
And yeah.
So that's how it. So then all of this happened. And we slowly got better at understanding what podcasts are, how to record them, how to edit them, how to remove noise, how the structure of the podcast should be, how should we do this, how often should we do this. all of those things.
To be honest, most of that has mostly been you. I've just been over here giving you like feedback on ideas. I think most of the production value you are hearing in this and in the recordings that you will hear in the future, because I have yet to learn everything from Kota, because he's been doing all of it. So credit where credit is due.
If you really hate the audio production of this podcast, you know who to blame. But yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think moving on, I don't know, both me and Kota sort of had an idea of what purpose these testers are supposed to serve. So I guess now we have to do explain to you what the premise of this podcast is. And I'm going to attempt to do that right now.
Yeah,
I'm quite nervous.
Go ahead.
So I think we kind of touched upon it earlier. What me and Kota are trying to do is a little bit selfish and a little bit selfless, in the sense that we both are YouTube fanatics and we like talking to each other about YouTube. And that is what we intend on doing in this podcast. And if you guys find the stuff that we find interesting, then tune in. I don't know. We haven't really figured out when, what is the system of uploads, whether it's going to be a weekly thing or a bi-monthly thing or a yearly thing. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, so I think not just for the audience, but I think also for the both of us, so that it is on record. Because we have discussed this before. I feel like this project should be a 10-episode test. I mean, just a test to see whether we can actually do this thing. You know, record 10 episodes of this podcast. And then if we see that people are liking it, or if we've got any response whatsoever, then how we can go about it. And then after that, we'll see exactly what needs to get done.
We're open to change. We love you guys. The fictional you that is appearing in front of me right now.
Yeah.
As I stare into my microphone.
Another big thing, it might seem trivial right now, but a month back was actually a very big thing, at least for the production side, was we didn't know where to host this damn podcast. And we were thinking about various places and we realized, no, we wanted the place that is free, the website or the hosting service that will be free. And so we chose this service called Anchor. And we were wondering, is this a good way to go or not? But then as of now, I think it's like 3 weeks back, Spotify announced that they acquired Anchor.
Ooh.
And so, yeah.
We had like an audience clap.
Yeah. So at least we know that if we do put up this podcast, it'll be there for a long time, because Spotify is a big company and things like that. A good thing about Anchor is that it's a very nice way for you to reach back to us if you have a recommendation or a question or would like to speak to us. If you download the Anchor app, you can actually send a recording of your voice from your phone that will be sent to us, which we can then add to a later episode of our show, or we need to figure all of those things out.
Also, that's a super optimistic thought, Kota, because this is literally the first, not even the first episode, but the tester.
Yeah.
Which we don't know if anyone is going to listen to this.
I feel like I will start saying
good luck to us.
Of things for every podcast. You know, subscribe to youtube.com/something like that. Yeah. We will also put in the show notes our official YouTube channel. We will post our podcasts also. I mean, we will also post the entire podcast over there, because I know a lot of people just don't listen to. A lot of people just don't listen to podcasts on like podcasting sections. Like, I mean, on podcasting channels or podcast players. If you just keep it over there, then.
But we do intend on providing on making our podcast available on every major
platform.
Podcast.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I forgot to mention that you can find our podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Wherever you listen to podcasts,
I would personally recommend, if you are on Android, please pay the 99 rupees, and get Pocket Cast, And if you are on iOS, don't even think about using Apple Podcasts. Please, please download Overcast. It is the best podcasting player I have ever heard from.
Is it for free?
It is free.
I don't even remember.
Overcast is free.
It is free.
Pocket Cast
download is Overcast for free. Thanks to, what's his name?
Marco Arment.
Yeah. That guy. You're amazing.
Because we will be trying to add chapters to each of the videos that we are planning on discussing on. And we are going to be heavily using the show notes in both of these, in the podcast.
So that we will be able to link you to a playlist that is going to be created for each individual episode. So if you do want to watch the videos that we end up talking about in the episode, you can feel free to click through and watch the playlist so that you're up to date with all of the things that we talk about. Or you could not do that and feel free to listen to our narration of what we watched.
By the way, disclaimer, all of this just might change, okay? If you're listening to this, you random person, if you're listening to this a year later, most of this might have just changed. And I mean, obviously we will announce these things in the podcast. But and as we have been discussing this thing, right? Over the past year, podcasts have exploded. I know everybody, I mean, like every creator I know is talking about podcasts.
Every creator I know is making podcasts.
Making a podcast. A lot of people I know are listening to, starting to listen to podcasts, or at least know about the concept of podcast. A lot of money has been invested into the whole podcast medium. And I feel like this is a really, it's just a great time for us to actually start this entire project. And the best thing about doing this was that, bro, this was just an idea. We were just talking about this one day and now it's happening.
That's amazing. Wish us luck, audience.
Hopefully this actually comes out also.
If you do exist, fictional audience.
Okay. See y'all on the other.
See you guys on the next episode of Subs/Subcentral/Substation. It will be decided.
It will be decided.